Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Joining us now on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law, to talk some Packers-Bears. He is the voice of your Green Bay Packers on the Packers Radio Network. Always a pleasure to welcome in Wayne Larrivee. Wayne, how are you this morning, my man?
Good, Rami. How you doing?
Doing great. Doing great out here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Let me ask you the same question I just started off our conversation with Matt Schneidman with, and that is, Wayne, in your opinion, who do you think needs this football game more on Sunday between the Packers and Bears?
I would say it's the Packers. They have the tougher road to hoe down the stretch. They've got another game with the Bears coming up. That won't be easy. They have to go to Denver. Denver's won what? What are they? 12? Something like that. Anyway, they've won an ungodly amount of games. I don't think they're that good, but they are really good at home in Denver. And then, you know, you've got Lamar and the Ravens coming in probably in a must-win situation. That's the tough schedule they have, and I don't think the Bears' finishing games are nearly as difficult.
Wayne, talk about the NFC as a whole. I mean, we got six teams stockpiled within a game of first place and seventh place. One game separates the number one seed in the NFC and the seventh seed, the last team getting in. And, oh, by the way, there's a couple teams nipping on the heels to get into that race as well. More so than anything else, this game can put you on the outside looking in or the top dog in the entire conference.
Exactly. I mean, that's what, there's so much at stake in this game. The swing in this game is huge. I mentioned the last time we were at home, that Minnesota game, there was a huge swing. If the Packers lost that game, their playoff possibilities were cut in half. Obviously, they went on to win that game and then win at Detroit. Let me put it this way, nationally, people expected Detroit to beat Green Bay on Thanksgiving Day. It didn't happen. So the Packers are in good shape in that regard. But this game, you're right, John, has, depending on how the schedule breaks out, how the results break out, has a huge impact on the playoff possibility and positioning for these teams heading into the final week of the final month of the season.
Wayne, a lot of folks heading into this one, I think maybe fewer than last week after the Bears beat the Eagles, but still some not sure the Bears are as good as a 9-3 record might indicate. Are you buying this Bears team as a legit contender, or at least a force to reckon with in the NFC North?
Yeah, that's because I saw the game in Philadelphia. Absolutely.
Okay, fair enough, Wayno. Enough said. The Bears-Packers rivalry, it's back, okay? They beat the Eagles, and that's good enough for Wayne. But do you think they're consistently good? Meaning, when you watch the film, do the Bears look like they should be not just in the hunt for a playoff spot, but at the top? You talk all the time about this is the year the Packers were primed to make a real strong case for a contender for a Super Bowl because it's year three of their program. This is just year two for Caleb Williams, year one for Ben Johnson. Do you think they're all the way there, truly contender, or are they maybe playing above their skis a little bit?
The turnover factor, the takeaways by their defense, would lead me to be a little bit cautious on the Bears running the table, going the distance, that type of thing. But they're really a good football team. They their interior three on their offensive line in the division, and Minnesota has a pretty good one too. Detroit and Green Bay's offensive lines have fallen off this year. They're not the lines they were the previous 3 years. But Chicago is that interior trio on that offensive line is outstanding. They are just outstanding. And, you know, that's kind of a strength for the Bears going up against an interior defensive line that has become an issue for the Packers, let me put it that way. So it'll be interesting to see. But what skewers things with Chicago is defensively, obviously they give up a lot of yardage, but they take the ball away. It's such a great clip. It's very similar to the way the Packers played defense in 2011 after winning the Super Bowl. They gave up a ton of yardage, but they took the ball away at an incredible rate, and so it really didn't matter. And that's kind of where the Bears are. But, you know, simplifying this, obviously the running game matchup, Packers defense to Bears offense is huge. But very simply, if the Packers don't turn the ball over in this game, they should win.
Yeah, I agree. That was one of my keys to the game earlier in this thing. Do you realize that the two games the Bears did not generate a turnover, they lost 52-21 and they lost 30-16. Dominant losses in the two games that they did not record a takeaway. You're right. That's the number one key in this football game. Another key could be if the Bears try and play defense the way most of these other teams have come in and tried to play defense against the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field. Make them go the course. 10 play drives, 70 yards, finish with touchdowns. They're not a good red zone team, the Bears. They're not a team. They need the takeaways more than anything. Do you think the Packers can kind of absolve themselves of some of their home field woes that they had when teams come in here and try and play that shell defense?
Yeah, John, I think it's very crucial that Green Bay gets its running game going. And behind this offensive line, it's been a year-long struggle. I saw some better play over the last couple of weeks, okay, where the running game seems to be going. I mean, Jacobs had his longest run last week in Detroit. I think it's getting better. And I think this reconfigured line is actually, from a running standpoint, probably better than what they had lining up, you know, most of the season. You take Anthony Belton, just let him maul somebody, okay? His pass rush or his pass protection of that type technique and all that stuff, that's going to have to come later. It's not coming now, but just let him run downhill and bash somebody. Same thing with Sean Ryan. He's a smash mouth kind of player. Now he's playing center. There's a little more finesse to that. There's a little more to it, calling out the protections and everything else. But nonetheless, that's kind of who he is. Straight line, go straight downhill, run behind those guys. And I think the Packers can do that. Really, the big key, it's similar to the Minnesota game. If they can just get up on the lead, get up by 10 points, it might alter what the Bears are what they're intending to call in their game plan offensively.
Wayne, and would I be crazy? Because you named two guys that are absolutely, since Elgton Jenkins' injury, have come in to different positions and have performed above expectation in Belton in the run game and Ryan in the run game. But I think those two guys going in there and bringing that physicality to those two spots have actually helped Aaron Banks play more physical in the run game. Have you seen the same thing on film?
Yeah, I have. Banks is playing better. And I think part of it's because he's healthier. But that's the kind of player he is as well. The thing that the Packers did in Detroit, I got overshadowed by, I thought, Matt LaFleur, one of his best play calling days ever. Matter of fact, I think the last 2 weeks, if I would say this to Matt LaFleur, he'd probably poo-poo it, but the last 2 weeks are two of the best back-to-back games of play calling I've seen from him. And he got panned for being so conservative with Minnesota, but that is exactly what he needed to do. Once they got up on the Vikings, there was no need. I could tell, I don't know if you could, I could tell within the first two series of the Vikings game that Minnesota, that the only way they could make a game of this is if the Packers helped them do that. And LaFleur said, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to be conservative. We're going to run the ball. Oh, and we have to settle for short field goals. We need to get this McManus guy on track. You know, he needs to sink a few putts. Hear the ball drop into the bottom of the cup. He needs that. And he got that. And I think he got straightened out. I think it got back into a rhythm. And I think he's going to be really good down the stretch this season. So it'll be interesting to see.
All right, Wayno, Caleb Williams, you like him, you love him, you hate him. Is he just mad to you? I mean, the guy misses a lot of throws, but he's got 5 fourth quarter wins. I mean, he's a gamer. You got to give him that.
You got to give him that, and we saw it last year, right? Okay, we saw him bring them from behind, put them in field goal range to beat the Packers down in Chicago. And if it wasn't for a Carl Brooks fingernail, they beat the Packers in Chicago. Now, we also saw the last game of the regular season. I understand the Packers didn't play everybody down to the end, but by the same token, with the game on the line, Caleb Williams rallied his team into field goal range, and this time, you know, Cairo Santos got it through the uprights and beat them. So I've been impressed with that aspect of this kid's game. Now, I think at the moment he is more athlete than quarterback. I think at this juncture of his career, he's not a naturally gifted, accurate thrower. But neither is Josh Allen, and we're all gushing over him for MVP. So he'll get better as they go along. But right now, he's not real accurate throw to throw, and he misses a lot of the layups, as these young guys do, as Jordan Love did earlier in his first year as a starter in Green Bay. So very much rough around the edges, but a guy who is an absolute gamer. Just you described it perfectly.
All right, Wayno, I know you don't like giving predictions, so we won't ask you for a score. We'll just ask you, which team is going to walk out of there with control of the NFC North?
I think Green Bay. I think Green Bay will get it done in Lambeau Field. I think they'll contain the run well enough, even without Devontae Wyatt. But that's the thing that worries me the most, because the Bears are averaging 195 yards rushing a game over the last 6 games. In the last 6 games, the Packers have given up 100 yards rushing in 4 of those games, and they're giving up 125 yards and 4 yards a pop over that period of time, and that's with Devontae Wyatt. Devontae is not known as a run stopper. He's a penetrating force up front, and that disrupts the ground game, whether he makes the tackle or not. So I'm so curious to see what Jeff Hafley does, how he maneuvers his people to compensate for the loss of Wyatt and to shore up what is an obvious weakness against Chicago's strength right in the middle of the offensive and defensive.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Lines.
That is Wayne Larrabee, the voice of the Green Bay Packers on the Packers Radio Network. Hear him on the call along with our guy John Kuhn Sunday as the Packers take on the Bears. And Wayne, we always appreciate the time and the insight here on 9 to noon. Have a great weekend and a great call on the game on Sunday, my man.
Sounds good, guys. We'll see you Sunday, John.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.